Welcome to All the Rage, and we've got an episode for you, our ragers, our rage heads, whatever our listenership is called, with some exciting news and some sad news.
Indeed.
So how have you been, Thomas?
Good.
Busy. Things have been intense, as we'll talk about a little bit. I think should we start with the exciting news first, or the sad news first?
Well, it's kind of one and the same, isn't it?
Well, I guess two sides of the same coin.
Some commentators cast the renewed fury of the Christian far right in recent years as the final lashings out of an increasingly irrelevant fringe, while others see in this group a renewed and rising fascist tendency in American politics. In order to tease out these and other threads, we are investigating the Christian far right. This is All the Rage.
The sad, frowny face side of the coin is this will be our last episode for the foreseeable future. The exciting news is because I've decided to run for office, as I've announced on my personal socials.
Oh, does that take time out of your schedule?
You know, a little. It's only like another full-time job that I'm not getting paid for. Yeah, sort of a crazy set of circumstances and conversations led to this point. After the last general election, I was fairly pissed off about some of the stuff that we've talked about at length on this podcast. The red wave taking over in state legislatures. And I made an offhanded comment to a friend of mine, like, maybe I need to do more than just talk about this and actually run for something. That was November, December of last year. I sort of let it go. Didn't think much more of it beyond January. And then I got a text message in July from this friend saying, hey, are you still thinking about running for state office? And I was like, I don't know. What do you have in mind? And he said, well, they don't have anybody for your district. And I said, essentially, well, crap. I guess maybe I should put my money where my mouth is. And if this is an opportunity, I should at least explore it. So I said, well, I'll have one conversation. Which led to another conversation and another conversation. And all along the way, I was hoping that somebody would say, no, there's somebody better, or you don't have enough experience. And nobody said that. And at this point, nobody else has stood up. So we are officially, we've launched the campaign, and we're going to be running for state representative by district here in Indiana.
What district is that?
House District 62.
The fighting 62nd.
Yeah. Competitive. It's one of the few competitive districts in Indiana. One of my advisors says it's the most competitive district. The Democrat in the last election lost by less than 40 votes after the recount. So it's potentially winnable, obviously up against an incumbent now. Who's pretty well funded, so it'll be an uphill battle, but we're hoping to build on that momentum. Whole new set of things involved in political conversations and things that I never thought that I would be involved in. Fundraising is real. We'll have to talk some point about how politics is essentially pay to play. I'm realizing even more now that probably campaign finance reform is something that needs to happen in order for it to be fair, because essentially whoever raises the most money has the best chance of winning. But they're telling me that I need to raise about $250,000 for this election if I'm going to be competitive, which just seems insane to me. So that's what we're doing. And in light of that, obviously it takes time and dedication. And so something had to go, and unfortunately, we decided it had to be the podcast, among other things. So.
Well, I don't envy your sleep schedule. for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So that's been what's up with me. How about you? How are things going for you?
Well, I'm also finding myself increasingly busy lately and working in some ventures that I kind of committed myself to, not knowing at the time when I made the commitment, just how long of a commitment I was in for. And so, you know, I'm talking about Chag Affirm, which I've talked about on here before, but, you know, we both come from a Church of God background. And so Chag Affirm is a nonprofit we're actually working on incorporating as a 501c3 nonprofit, but an advocacy group within the Church of God, pushing the Church of God to change its policies and positions toward affirmation. Right. And
a very worthy endeavor.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly think so. And we're also getting just shocking amounts of support and people reaching out to us who are just grateful for even what we have done so far, just the representation, just the acknowledgement and indication that folks care about this and care enough to kind of put themselves on the front lines to voice that position, which is not a fringe position within the Church of God. It's just an underrepresented, underemphasized, kind of suppressed, really suppressed through through various channels. Position, but you know, we had the initial the statement went online in June and collected just hundreds and hundreds of signatures, prompted responses from multiple state leaders, national leadership. There are still processes underway in lots of different areas. A lot of people taking heat for having signed it. Some people who have already are in the process of transferring their credentials to open and affirming denominations. So yeah, a lot of activity has come out of just that kind of initial movement. But we really think that it's important to have, in addition to a sort of one time stand up and be counted sort of rallying cry at a moment, it's also important to have a sort of enduring presence within the movement, however little that is acknowledged by official leadership. I don't think we're going to have a table outside of the general convention next year or anything, but no, we're sort of committed to being a visible presence, trying to foster dialogue, discussion, trying to model the type of unity amidst disagreement that we believe in, right?
Right.
So we're continuing to do that work, and we're hoping to in the near-term future, some of our plans include broadening out the steering of the group, broadening out the leadership to sort of wider circles than just the initial authors of the statement and the sort of founders of the group, but to have sort of larger and larger rings of people speaking into the process of what we're doing, but who are also free to kind of organize in their own communities, or free to pursue projects or events or that kind of thing with the support and imprimatur of Chag Affirm as a as an ongoing group advocating for change, not just as a one-off statement, right, and website. Right.
Sounds like, so an initial splash early on, getting people's attention, but now potentially some piece to, I think, as you said, quietly organize and build. What's interesting is that I think, we started this project almost 2 years ago now. We certainly started talking about it more than 2 years ago. And, you know, in many ways, this was sort of an expose project. But I think the things that we're each doing now as we move forward are still very much within the same spirit of what we've tried to do here, to present a better, more compelling way within our various spheres, contra the toxicity of the Christian far right, in politics and in religion. So I think it's, you know, in some ways it's fitting. I'm not sure how much more, there's always more expose to be done, right? But we can only dive into a statement on Christian nationalism and the gospel for so many episodes. And the returns on that, I think, diminish over time. But to have something constructive to build toward, I think, is equally as important as having something to critique or rail against. So I hope, you know, our listeners, you know, the ones that remain, I'm confident that they will be supportive of these endeavors as being in line with what we've been trying to do with this project.
Yeah. So we should, I guess, talk a little housekeeping. So we, you know, have had a Patreon for some time. We you know, already previous to this, to the recording of this, but previous to this month, we put that on a pause. So it's no longer actively taking in donations, or at least those regular subscription, right? The subscription based donations. I think at the moment we're calling this a hiatus. Don't know how long the hiatus might last. I think it's entirely possible that, you know, I either come up with an opportunity to do an interview and either pull you in for that or do not, but, you know, maybe have a few one-off episodes or occasional episodes. So, you know, the podcast feed isn't going anywhere. If you're subscribed through Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict or whatever, you can maintain that subscription. And when another episode is ready to come out, it'll come straight into your feed the same way. But, you know, it's also possible for a hiatus to extend indefinitely. So there's no guarantees one way or the other. But I don't expect that, you know, we will never pick up mics again. For the indefinite future, things remain indefinite.
They do. They do. Indefinite in every sense of the word. But obviously, if folks want to stay connected to us individually, there are ways to do that. What's the best way for folks to stay connected to you and the work that you're involved in?
Well, I accept friend requests on Facebook with my name, Nick Don Stanton Rourke. So through Facebook, or I am on Blue Sky, where I post occasionally, at Theopolitical. I finally, for the first time in my life, beat whoever it is who keeps beating me to that handle. So I've been Theopolitical on WordPress from my old blogging days, but I couldn't get it on Twitter. There is still some account that was made in 2010, I think, that has never posted, sitting on that handle. But I've got it. So see Theopolitical on Blue Sky. I'm there. We do have a Facebook, private Facebook group that you can join called Friends of Chag Affirm. Just search that in Facebook, and that'll get you all the Chag Affirm updates. For, you know, at the moment, we've had a few events, been present at events or hosted events ourselves in the state of Indiana. But we're hoping that you know, replicates itself around the United States. So if you're interested in supporting the work of Chag Affirm, that's a place to keep to get active updates. But also see the website chagaffirm.com. A lot of writing there, resources there, downloadable historical items that provide a lot of context to the, you know, very Church of God specific nature of what we're doing. And there's going to be more writing forthcoming under the Chag Affirm imprimatur. So that's where you can keep up with all of that work.
Good.
And what about yourself, Thomas?
I remain fairly active on Twitter. I refuse to call it anything else out of protest. So, you know, at Thomas L. Horrocks. Similarly on Facebook, you know, as if you want to add me as a friend. If you would like to support the campaign, HorrocksForHoosiers.com is the website. And from there, there's links to all the socials as well as the donation page. If any of our listeners want to support the ongoing work to help run for office with a goal, you know, my tagline in all of this is making government work for everybody, you know, for all of us. So if folks want to support that financially, that's super helpful. The reality is it just costs a lot of money to do a campaign. I wish it wasn't so, but it is. But yeah, so Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you can find all of those links, either personal or the campaign on the website. So.
All right. And anything else that we need to say or clear up before we head out?
I think just a final word of thanks to all of our ongoing listeners and supporters and patrons for sticking with us. This has been a fairly niche endeavor, but we've had a lot of good conversation, a lot of great support, and just very grateful to the folks who have been with us through this journey, and wish you all the best and hope that you do stay connected to us individually as we move forward.
All right. And with that, this has been another episode of All the Rage, a podcast investigating the Christian far right, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to All the Rage, a podcast investigating the Christian far right. All the Rage is recorded and produced by Thomas Horrocks and Nick Don Stanton Rourke. Find more, including Patreon and an open-to-the-public Discord server at the links in the description. The intro-outro music is Dweller on the Threshold by Neilor, used under CC BY license. See you next time.